less than 24 hours after her tie-breaking vote on health care. Senator Lisa Murkowski was in Alaska this weekend, where she sat down with local reporters for her first in-depth interview. Murkowski told KCAW's Emily Kwong that the bill on the floor wasn't ready for a vote and left Alaskans in the dark about their health insurance.
If Senator Lisa Murkowski is in the eye of a political power struggle over healthcare, you wouldn't know it. The vote ended after 2 a.m. She was on a plane to Sitka at 8 a.m. to do some pretty standard Sitka things. Tour Mount Edgecombe Hospital, meet with local leaders, and go fishing with her son.
I'm happy. And then I have to go back to D.C.
Back to D.C., where her no vote on Thursday helped kill a Republican-led effort to overturn the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. She agrees with President Donald Trump that the law is flawed.
We still have high costs, high premiums. We still have limited access.
But she thinks there are parts of Obamacare worth saving, particularly around Medicaid. And in explaining her vote, she focused her criticism on process, on the Senate repealing Obamacare without a replacement and writing policies behind closed doors. After she voted against advancing the so-called skinny repeal, Trump tweeted Wednesday morning that she let the country down and called her on the phone.
The president and I had a very hard phone call.
How do you stand that pressure, though? The president of the United States calls you and wants a piece of partisan legislation to go through.
You know, there's a lot at stake, certainly with healthcare, where so much is personal to so many. And when you know that people are counting on you to be their voice, it really does cause you to stand up a little bit straighter and maybe have a little bit more backbone to just say, I know everybody is saying this, but I need you to hear this.
Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke also placed a call to both Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan.
I do not believe that Secretary Zinke was being threatening or intimidating. He was just delivering a message that the president was not happy with my vote.
As for the reports from the Alaska Dispatch News that the president would hamper Alaska's energy development as a slap on the wrist for her vote, Murkowski had this to say.
I don't believe that threats and intimidation are a good way to win over friends and gain support.
With the Republican Party moving right of center, Murkowski's moderate voice is standing out. She wants any future health care reform to happen in committee, with public hearings and participation from both sides of the aisle. Senators Susan Collins of Maine and John McCain of Arizona seem to agree. Before voting, she says McCain told her on the Senate floor, "Lisa, do what you know is right."
And it reminded me of the old Ted Stevens phrase that he would use. He would say, to hell with politics, just do what's right for Alaska.
Which, for Murkowski, means that Obamacare is something to be reformed. She's singing a different tune than she did in 2015 when she voted for outright repeal. But doing so now, when Alaska has only one health insurance provider, she says would be detrimental. Moving forward, she had choice words for her fellow senators about letting the president control the conversation.
You can just kind of say, well, it's going to be a tough day and don't know how we're going to get anything done. Or the Senate, the House, the Congress, which is that separate but equal legislative branch of government, can stand up, get its act together, and push back.
And to push back not just on health care, but on every issue that comes to the floor. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.